Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is February 2, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Zopa secures £75 MLN in funding. UK-based digital bank Zopa has announced it secured a £75 million in funding from existing investors to accelerate growth and explore potential mergers and acquisitions. The Bay Pay Forum announces its new podcast to complement its daily newsletter in payments and fintech. Every day, Bay Pay members receive the most relevant news in payments and fintech. These news are now also available through a podcast created every day and available directly on its website or on Spotify. 10x joins forces with Paymentology to augment banking for Tier 1 banks. UK-based issuer processor Paymentology has teamed up with cloud-native core banking platform 10x to provide pre-integrated credit and debit card issuing and processing. Awatsa receives €50 million in financing capital. UK-based SME financier Awatsa has announced raising €50 million in new financing. Sofacto becomes part of the PSG-backed Billwork Group. Germany-based provider of software solutions for subscription management and recurring billing Billwork has announced the acquisition of Sofacto. Credits partners with Unlimit to issue debit cards for users in Europe and LATAM. UK-based Neobank Credits has partnered with FinTech Unlimit to issue MasterCard debit cards for users in Europe and LATAM for an augmented banking experience. ACI Worldwide expands its global reach. ACI Worldwide, a real-time payment software, has announced the expansion of the global reach of its solutions. TrustPay to extend reach with PISP license. Slovakia-based payment service provider TrustPay has extended its license to include a payment initiation service provider, PISP, license looking to expand its reach and offering. Provenir obtains ISO, IEC 27001 accredited certification. Artificial intelligence-powered risk decisioning software provider Provenir has obtained an ISO, IEC 27001 accredited certification for data security. Utmost Group integrates client screening from Napier. UK-based provider of insurance and saving solutions Utmost Group has augmented its financial compliance in association with anti-financial crime compliance company Napier. Imperva Research, cyberattacks target the FSI industry. Digital security company Imperva has released research that shows cyberattacks targeting the financial services and insurance, FSI, industry to have grown over the course of 2022. Unbanked partners MasterCard to improve crypto card adoption. Financial services provider Unbanked has partnered with MasterCard to help speed up DeFi card issuance and crypto card adoption in Europe. Checkout.com shakes up leadership to take on Stripe. Online payments firm Checkout.com has announced changes to its leadership team as it prepares its strategy to bolster U.S. expansion and take on Stripe. Brazil celebrates 2 years of open finance. Today marks 2 years since Brazil launched its open finance initiative. Open banking in Brazil has blossomed thanks to the initiative, forging a new governance structure and financial system for financial institutions in the nation. NatWest installs card recycling machines. NatWest is installing reverse vending machines where people can recycle their old credit and debit cards. Egypt's MNT Halon hits unicorn status. Private investing firm Chimera Abu Dhabi has bought a 20% stake in Egyptian fintech MNT Halon for $200 million. EPSM adds Discover Global Network as member. The nonprofit association EPSM, focusing on acquirers and merchant PSPs in the SEPA region, is proud to announce that Discover Global Network, the payments brand of Discover, has recently joined as a new extraordinary member. Unlimit and credits to release MasterCard debit cards in EU and LATAM. London-based global fintech Unlimit has, today, announced a partnership with digital neobank credits to issue MasterCard debit cards for users in Europe and LATAM, providing an enhanced banking experience. Unlimit is an award-winning global all-in-one fintech offering advanced payment capabilities through an evolving financial interface to startups and businesses across the globe with 16 offices across 5 continents. Ciardit Agricole CIB hails quantum computing experiment results. Ciardit Agricole CIB has declared 2 quantum computing experiments, one investigating the valuation of financial products, the other the assessment of credit risks, a success. Ethical financial selling, the role of compliance technology and sales enablement. A sales enablement strategy is becoming essential for any business aiming to keep pace with what is rapidly becoming a highly DAT. MNT Halon secures $400 million MLN in funding. Egypt-based fintech ecosystem MNT Halon has received $400 million in funding, of which $200 million in equity came from Chimera Abu Dhabi in exchange for 20% of the company. TransUnion partners Bud to support open banking growth. Insights and information company TransUnion has announced an investment in UK-based Bud Financial Limited to support open banking growth. IOConnect partners with MasterCard. IOConnect, an Indonesia-based open finance API platform, has partnered with MasterCard to modernize bank account-based payments and co-create open finance solutions in Indonesia. Amex launches Cash Flow Management Hub. Global card issuer and payments processor American Express, Amex, has recently launched its Business Blueprint Cash Flow Management designed specifically for small businesses. Cellulant partners MoneyQ. Payment solutions provider Cellulant has announced a partnership with fintech MoneyQ to enable expats to pay for bills and recharge airtime for their Africa-based beneficiaries. Commonwealth Bank to implement new scam detection systems. Australia-based Commonwealth Bank has decided to implement new scam detection systems across its digital banking platforms. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.